With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Trump administration says there will not be a crackdown on pesticide use in the U.S. Reports say that's despite the reports from the Make America Health Again Committee that called crop protection products dangerous to people's health. During a recent policy roundtable in Washington, D.C., 7 out of the 10 speakers mentioned how important pesticides and fertilizers are in modern agriculture production systems. Agriculture industry lobbyists have been pushing back against the Make America Healthy Again Committee report, which linked pesticides to cancer and other diseases. A White House official speaking anonymously says a plan for acting on that report is due in August and will not include new policies on pesticide use. The promise may signal the White House is eager to smooth out trouble spots with farmers and farm groups. Nominations are still being accepted from farmers and ranchers to serve on local USDA Farm Service Agency county committees. These committees make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. All nomination forms for the 2025 election must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1st. FSA Administrator Bill Beam says serving on an FSA county committee provides producers with a unique opportunity to have a say in local farm program decisions, ensuring FSA policies work as intended for producers at the county level. And nominations are open, so here's your chance to support the USDA's commitment to putting farmers first by amplifying the voices of farmers and ranchers in local communities and effectively delivering the economic support they deserve. Producers may be nominated for candidacy if they participate or cooperate in a USDA program or reside in the area that is up for election this year. Julie Callahan, the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Agricultural Affairs and Commodity Policy, is President Trump's nominee for the role of Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Callahan has been with the agency since 2016, serving as Senior Director for Agricultural Affairs before being promoted to the Deputy USTR position in 2020. The President has now nominated people to serve in all USTR deputy roles. The U.S. Grains Council appreciates the President for working quickly to nominate the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for this critical job. The U.S. Grains Council and I personally have worked with Julie for many years, and I know once she's approved, she will have the producers and agribusinesses top of mind as she conducts her work with trading partners around the world, said Ryan LeGrand, President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. Among her previous work experiences, Callahan held senior leadership roles with the Food and Drug Administration. Farmers Union member John Wicks testified before the House Ag Committee's Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities, Risk Management, and Credit. His testimony detailed the importance of credit and risk management for family farmers. While access to affordable and reliable credit and well-functioning risk management tools are important for family farmers, we must have fair and competitive markets and a robust farm safety net, Wicks said during his testimony. Recent changes to improve the farm safety net may help alleviate some challenges with persistently high input costs and low commodity prices, but farmers still face major economic stress as long as corporate monopolies in agriculture remain unchecked as they are today. Wicks made recommendations to improve the FSA's loan program, including increasing loan limits to reflect the current economic environment, making it more feasible to restructure debt and meet the unique needs of all producers. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.